Okay, so have you ever noticed that some people just can't seem to slow down?
Yeah.
Like they're always rushing from one thing to the next,
Yeah.
and then maybe they kind of accidentally step on some toes along the way, but like never seem to really apologize for it. Well, today we are going to do a deep dive on that. We're going to look at the astrological side of things.
Okay.
We're going to see if we can understand this a little bit better.
All right.
We're talking about Aries,
Aries, yeah.
the Aries people out there, why they always seem to be in a hurry. And why maybe they're not so quick to say, I'm sorry.
Right.
And to help us unpack all of this, we have a text called Why Aries is Always in a Rush and Why They Never Apologize.
Okay.
So I guess let's get into it right now. The title kind of lays out these two big things about Aries. Like they're always in a rush and they'd really apologize.
Yeah.
What did you find interesting about these traits in this text?
Well, what I thought was interesting was that it kind of framed it as not being about rudeness or anything like that,
Oh.
but rather just like how their energy kind of comes out.
Oh,
They're
yeah.
the first sign of the zodiac, right?
Yes.
And they're ruled by Mars,
Yeah.
which is the planet of action
Okay.
and aggression.
Oh, wow.
So it's just kind of like they are kind of wired to go, go, go.
So that's why they're always rushing around.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, like, sometimes it feels less like go-getter and more like a bull in a china shop,
Yeah.
you know?
Oh, for sure.
Like, they're just kind of barreling through. And not really paying attention to what's around them. Does the text get into that at all?
Yeah, totally. I mean, think about it.
Okay.
Like Mars, right?
Yeah.
It's assertive,
Yes.
pioneering. It's not exactly like, sitting back, taking it easy.
No.
So I feel like sometimes with an Aries person, they might just genuinely miss certain things
Yeah.
because they're just like so focused on what's next. They're
Yeah.
five steps ahead already.
Okay. That actually makes a lot of sense. But what about the apology thing? I mean, it's not just me. Like, they really don't like to say sorry.
Yeah, and the text actually gets into this,
Okay.
and it talks about how Aries really value authenticity.
Okay.
So if they don't feel like they actually did something wrong,
Yeah.
forcing themselves to apologize feels super inauthentic.
Right.
But there's a key point here.
Okay.
Their actions oftentimes speak louder than words.
I see.
They'd much rather just like do something to fix the situation
Yeah.
than just say the words, I'm sorry.
So it's not like they don't care.
Right.
It's just that they're showing they care in a different way.
Yeah,
Okay.
exactly.
That makes sense. The text also mentions that Aries is a fire sign.
Yes,
Right.
yes.
So I'm wondering, how does that all play into this?
Well, think about fire signs in general, right?
Okay.
It's all about passion and enthusiasm,
Yeah.
sometimes a little quick to anger, right?
Right.
So combine that with that drive for Mars. It's like this constant burning flame.
Okay.
And they just kind of like leap before they look.
Okay.
And that can mean stepping on some toes.
So basically, they're just too busy charging ahead to like notice the casualties.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, wow.
But this isn't like an excuse for bad behavior.
Right.
The text really emphasizes that.
Okay.
What's important is being aware.
Gotcha.
Like if you know you're dealing with an Aries,
Yeah.
understanding these kinds of astrological things can really help you understand how they react.
Yeah.
And maybe avoid this like foot and mouth moments.
It's like a cheat sheet for how to deal with Aries.
Yeah,
Yeah, through
exactly. I
it.
like it. And who knows, maybe there's an Aries listening right now who's like, oh, that's me.
Yeah.
That's totally me.
Fingers crossed. Well, this has been a really interesting deep dive. It really does make you think.
Yeah.
Like, how much of what we do is just kind of like driven by stuff we don't even realize,
Right.
you know? So thanks for joining us today as we explored the world of Aries and their unique approach to life.
Yes.
And hey, maybe next time you run into an Aries is rushing around,
Yeah.
you'll remember this conversation and just take a deep breath before reacting.
Good advice.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me.